We bow our heads in prayer. I will conclude each request. Lord, in your mercy, and the congregation is invited to share these words, hear our prayer. We pray. Lord, we thank you for the blessing it is to have a community like we do in Philomath. Lord, we pray that our gatherings here at our church would equip and enable leaders so that they can serve in just ways the people of this community. Lord, bless them with a sense of gentleness, as we talked about in our Bible study, a sense of calm, and also courage as they lead. Lord, we also uplift the churches of our community as they gather to share the good news that Jesus lives and has victory even over death. Lord, may the Easter joy not end last week, but may it bubble forth in our congregations in Philomath and also bubble up here in our congregation out into our community. Lord, in your mercy. Dear Lord, we pray for the church in the world that we are connected to. Lord, we are inspired today to hear about Kerala, a state in India that has Christians still to this day that say the same words that Thomas taught them, my Lord and my God. Lord, bless the church at large where there are Christians in prison for false reasons. Lord, deliver to them people that can care and give them words of encouragement. And especially watch over those that are persecuted for the faith, that you would protect them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we also pray for those who are caught in a situation of fear. As the disciples were gathered in that room, Lord, we read today that they were full of fear, not knowing what to do, for there were others planning to come after them. Lord, we pray for those who live in fear today in our congregation and in our family at peace. Bless them with your presence. May Jesus' words, peace be with you, ring in their hearts this day. We especially pray for Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Rosanna, Chuck, Joel, Michelle, Max, Laverne, Tyler, Carrie Ann, Dee, Warren, Karen, Wyatt and Charlie, Jim, Roman, PJ, Bree and Isaiah, Tim, Daryl, Rich, Johnny, Justin, Anna Mae, Bonnie, Cheryl, Sandy, and Janine. Lord, we thank you for how you strengthen us and also give us your Holy Spirit so that we can know that we're never alone. May those that we mentioned today and those in our hearts this morning know that that Holy Spirit is with them as well today. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we also thank you for partnerships and important causes that we affirm in our congregation. Lord, we thank you for the American Red Cross, and that they will be using our facility this Friday. May you watch over those that are working and also those that are donating their blood, that all would go to plan and that there wouldn't be any health challenges, and also that this blood would go to people that are in great need. You bless the delivery of that. Lord, also on Saturday with our Salmon and Jazz event in our community, that you'd bless those that come, that the proceeds would be good and bring a sense of peace and community as we gather for a worthy cause. And Lord, also we pray for the Philomath School District as they look towards the end of the year and activities for the students and staff, and bless them in the weeks ahead and give them encouragement as well. Lord, in your mercy. These and other things, any things that you would have us ask, grant to us, Heavenly Father, for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen. We now pray the prayer Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We close with the final blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his everlasting peace. Amen.